Awareness is without thought. When you are mindful means you are aware before the arising of thought, before you perceive, before the activity of mind come in, your views, opinion, and conditioning come in and interfere. That moment is, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's just the pure seeing consciousness, no one to see. No concept, no word, nothing. The pure direct seeing. That is meditation. So during that time, it's like the baby without the memory, without the words, the concept, is sitting as they are. Whatever you describe, the color, the painting, all the same, but without words. Then learn to see with that understanding, like this so-called microphone that I hold. I like to use this example because people don't see this microphone because we are so conditioned by our education. Microphone, straight away, the image of this mic or microphone come about. Means you take for granted the image for the actual thing. The actual thing is without word, without concept, without the word microphone. It's just this thing, without word, without description. You see. Clearly, see. That is the beginning of real seeing, direct seeing. The silent mind see without word. Not easy. Like Krishnamurti said, can you just see nature? Observe nature. Can you just look at the tree, the flower, without words, without creating anything? Just that pure seeing. Be aware, specific phenomenal awareness. Then you want to know, you can know. But before that, when you see, you just see. So to meditate is to understand this. Then you can meditate. Then you can see. And your seeing is all the direct seeing, the pure seeing. You don't see like a heedless human being anymore with words, with concept, with idea, with views and opinion and conditioning. Then you stir and react very fast. The heedless do a lot of this thing. But if you are mindful, heedful and aware with the Dhamma understanding, you can accept the reality of the moment. People are just the way they are. Before they understand, they were sitting that way. That's why the three level of seeing, Kan San, Si San, Kan San, Pu Si San, second level. At third level, you return to normalcy. Kan San, Yu Si San, means you no need to argue with people. The mundane seeing, the first level, Kan San, Si San, if they come and say, that is mountain, yeah, mountain, no problem. Means no quarrel, no misunderstanding. No argument, at peace. Then the enlightened one come, pure seeing, direct seeing, Kan San, Pu Si San, the sun, mountain, is a concept, it's a word. Then the direct seeing, there is no word. Kan San, Pu Si San, you can agree, yeah, Pu Si San, where you can see things as it is. That's like the Zen master, when the student come and say, Master, I'm enlightened. Then he point at the table and say, what is that? The student answer table, he whack him. You enlightened and you still got a table there. Means you don't have the direct seeing, the pure seeing. Means you still don't understand what the true Dhamma is, what enlightenment is. Then in the third stage means when your wisdom has stabilized and everything has come back to normalcy again, then you can accept both. No more duality. Then the third stage of seeing is when you return to normalcy with the stability of wisdom. Kan San, Yu Si San. Means you see back like normal human being. Yeah, mountain is mountain. No problem. Because you are within the conditioned world. That is life. And within life, there is such thing as mountain. There is such thing as Dhamma. There is such thing as life, existence, human being. Birth and death, karma, That is the aspect of the teaching that cultivators seldom understand. You have to understand both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma, then only you can live life, exist within. That's why you must have that mindfulness, the spiritual faculty, the wisdom, the understanding. Then you can manifest in both sides. You silence your mind, then you can realize the oneness nature, means specific phenomenal awareness to live life, then spacious awareness without a center to experience the oneness nature when you are completely silent and still. That is the meditative realization. Then when you arise and manifest as a form and mind, you enter the existential world, you live life, that is the conditioned world. And conditioned world has duality. Conditioned world has the law of karma. That's why there is a right duty with regards to this form and mind. You cannot simply do things. That's why there is Noble Eightfold Path, Four Noble Truths, reality of life and existence. There is a self, there are living beings. So all this doesn't contradict at all. When you understand both sides, you can manifest and live life in accordance. That's why life becomes beautiful, meaningful, and wonderful. So this is the meaning. Huh? You may be conscious of life, but you are not aware. Their awareness is the thing, that nature, the true mind that is aware from inside. It doesn't involve the thought process, nothing to do with thinking. Whereas the conscious mind, the person that is conscious, has a lot of thought process, thinking. Okay?